Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on. Come on, celebrate Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus, here live with myself, Pastor E, from the Now Network Studios. And yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we'll have mixed panels that will come in and partake and be a part of it. But we are here to exemplify, lift up, and call on the name of Jesus. Family, we want to tell you right now, no matter how sinful or how broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life completely. It doesn't matter, big, little, small, whatever sin that you are involved in. When you confess your sin and confess and forgive your neighbor and receive him as your personal Lord, you're just like me. He'll do the same thing for you that he did for me. He'll call you son. He'll call you child. He'll call you brother. And when you follow Jesus, let me tell you now, it's always involved sharing his love with others who need him. See, I'll testify. The moment I met Jesus, I'm not talking about the church service. I'm not talking about my father, my mother's Jesus. I'm talking about my personal Lord and Savior. He immediately told me, he says, I give you the privilege to do the most important thing you'll ever do. Tell somebody about me. I took up that commitment and that instruction to tell all. Now, you have to take up the same commitment. Talk about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus. But first, get to know Jesus. That's why we're here tonight. Let's get to know Jesus by talking about Jesus. Family, we thank you tonight for being here. This is an awesome opportunity to continue to share, to continue to encourage, and to continue to press you to go to another level in your call, in your walk, and in your ability to talk Jesus. Tonight's the night that we have discussed many things on Mondays, and we've talked about many, many, many areas, and we probably even not went the full platform, the full capacity, because it takes a lot of energy to obtain. It takes a lot of energy to retain, and watch this. It takes a lot of energy. Watch that word energy. To now manifest it through not words and not through writings and books, but through your actions. It takes a lot of energy. So tonight we're going to talk about Jesus. As always, I've invited many of you to come on board. And if you feel motivated to come on now, dial one. I want to bring you into the forum, into the boardroom, into the talking area, into... Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. He said we can use Minister Terry. I know she tired of running. Holy Ghost been on her all day. You think I didn't know? Anyway, he said we can use the portion room tonight for the broadcast. I said, thank you, Jesus. We are obedient. Don't you know obedience is better than sacrifice? So come on into the conversation tonight. Let's talk Jesus. I know my brother. I know my homie. I know my road dog is on board. We're going to call him in. Prophet Dwayne Woods, good evening, my brother. How are you?
Hey, good evening there, Pastor E. How you doing, sir?
Blessed. I think Fred Hammond said, blessed, blessed, blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I'm coming, when I go. Oh, I think he did something like that. How are you today?
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh man, I tell you, I'm too blessed for stress, and I'm steady looking upward. See, you know, I think that's what's wrong with a lot of believers, man. They steady looking behind themselves.
Looking down.
I'm looking upward. You know,
I'm always looking down
towards the hill for which cometh my help. Exactly. You can't go too far looking down because you're gonna run into something.
See, you know what? Now you're gonna curve the conversation a little bit in the beginning, because that's kind of really important right there. Is because the body, the flesh, that, you know, I've been on this thing on Wake Up in our 90-day challenge to finish strong, is that it is a battle between the flesh and the spirit.
Oh, without a doubt.
And if you notice, whenever you have an issue with your flesh, The first thing your flesh say is sit down, lay down, don't go nowhere, don't do nothing. But the spirit say, get up. You better move. You better keep going and change your thinking. That we really fight this battle. So, man, you hit that one. That's like right on.
Go ahead. You just said something. A lot of believers do not know how to change their thinking.
Ooh, man. We're going to help them tonight. We are going to help them tonight because I'm helping myself. You know me. I share things that are working in my life. I don't just preach to preach. I don't just need an audience, and I'm not trying to just be heard. But I've been ordered, my God, I've been ordered to share the truth that others could be set free by the truth, not by me, not by my own eloquent ways of doing things. I just keep it real and tell somebody else that it can work for them. Amen. But tonight we're going to help them because in talking about Jesus, first, but how could you talk about somebody you don't know?
I'm
going to throw that out there to you because I know you that'll make you say that word. He finna go there tonight. How can you talk about somebody you don't know? How can you serve somebody you have no idea who he is?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you believe in something that you don't even believe in? My God. Well, we're going deep tonight. Let's Talk Jesus is about to go to a higher level. Pastor Dwayne, what's up, my brother? We're going to bring you on in, too. How you doing? Welcome. Good evening.
Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison,
Wisconsin, originally from Chi-Town. I got two Chi-Town brothers on here. I better watch out.
Amen. I'm truly blessed, man. I'm alive. I'm among the living. I'm not among the dead. I'm among the living. And that's what gets me. That's what got me going right now. Because I'm thinking of my Lord and Savior. Without him, I wouldn't be here where I am. And you say, let's talk about Jesus. Before you can prophesy, before you can even give a word, you got to know Jesus first. You got to know him. He is the creator of everything. Before you can even prophesy, before you can even name yourself as a prophet, if you don't know Jesus Christ, how could you be a prophet? How could you speak into people's lives and you don't know Christ? You said it's the word. We bank off the word. We don't bank off our intellect, our means and all that. We bank off the word of God, and it's the word of God that set the mind free. Without Jesus, there's no life.
Set me free.
No,
I want to be free.
Man, I can't.
Somebody tell them I want to be free.
And the only way I can get free, I gotta depend on Jesus. Because he's the author, the omega, the beginning, and he's the creator of everything. Without him, there's no beginning and no end, my brother. So I'm excited about this thing about Jesus, man, because that's what keeps me going. Not my wife, not my automobile, not the money that I got in the bank, not the shoes I got on my feet. Every morning I get up, I thank him because he's able to keep me from falling.
One of the things I want to just say, you know, right behind Pastor Dwayne is that it ain't even about being a prophet. It's about the fivefold ministry in itself. If you have no connection with Jesus, you can't operate as an apostle. You can't operate as a bishop or a elder or whoever. You know, let's not put it just on the prophet. Let's put it on all of them. You can't be a pastor.
I'm gonna hurt your feelings.
You can't be none of this stuff. You got to know who Jesus is,
man. But watch this though. But
you
watch
got
this.
To know who
now
he
this is.
Is
gonna this is gonna take some people to another level. And if it if the shoe fits, wear it. If your toe gets stepped on, get out the way. But watch this.
Amen.
If you really know Jesus, you're not trying to be a particular label or a particular title. You're trying to be complete. See, I believe
Amen.
I am fivefold. I'm gonna tell you why I believe that. Because I don't need you to give me a title. I don't need a certificate on the wall. Jesus said, "Do the work." If you do the work of an apostle, you are what?
An apostle.
If you do the work of an evangelist, what are you?
An evangelist.
If you do the work of a bishop, what are you?
A bishop.
If you do the work of a teacher, what are you? See, it's all about the work is what I'm trying to say. My God. See, most people think Jesus came just to die for them. No, he would have just dropped down, died, and went back to heaven, and it would have been done. He was here 33 years to give us a map, a structured system on how to walk heavenly on earth as it already is. Where? In heaven.
In heaven.
I don't have to wait for heaven to... I don't have to die to wait for heaven, prophet, apostle, because I know y'all are fivefold too, because I know you personally. You guys do the work. I don't need a title. They don't even got to call me pastor. Just call me E, partner. But I tell you one thing, I'm out there doing the work.
Doing the work.
Where your church at? Out here doing the work. Where your people
right.
at? Out here doing the work. Because
out here
Jesus,
doing the work.
Jesus did what? He did the work.
He did the work.
He did the
yes,
work.
Sir. And you know what?
Man, y'all ain't ready for this tonight.
Pastor, one thing that I like about this whole thing, talk Jesus. Jesus did the work without the Holy Spirit.
Ooh. You know why? Here, this going to blow somebody else out the water. You know why? Because he was the Holy Spirit. He was the Holy Spirit here alive for us and as an example. Tonight I wanted to talk about, and let's go there because I know we can really generate. Now, anybody else that would like to get in on this conversation, we're going to respect each other. So as we're talking, and even though you get encouraged over something I may say or something prophet or apostle may say tonight, and I'm talking to Prophet Dwayne and Apostle Dwayne. One is spelled with a D-U, one is spelled with a D-W. As we get to talking, and if you want to get involved, we're just going to respect each other's time, because when you talk about Jesus, it gets exciting. And you want to over-talk people, and you want to just run over people. I'm going to be the first one to shut my mouth and let others talk as well as we go. But let's get a forum and a platform set as we do this thing tonight. Now, as I said before, how can we talk about him if we don't know him? I did a search.
I mean, listen.
I did a full a reconnaissance of Jesus, and the Lord led me to 60. Oh my God, Minister Terry, I know I went from 7 to 60, but the Lord showed me in the last week 60 characteristics of Jesus that if we don't know them, if we don't practice them, we can't say we serving him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So I'm gonna read through them without, and I have all the scriptures. I have all, so as we get to talking about each one, I have all the background. I want to distribute this to anyone that's gonna be in this. We're gonna talk about these 60 for the rest of the rest of the season of 2019 here on Let's Talk Jesus, and we're gonna go in depth through the scriptures. Through the word of God on how we can be effective as children of God. Now, if you're not ready for this, go ahead and hang up now and go on and listen to the 30-minute one-time message. This is going to be something that's going to help me change. I pray that it's something to help you change. Number one, the number one thing I found out about Jesus was love. See, love will enable us to appreciate each other, not for who you are or not for what you do, but because of the Lord that's in you. And yes, we love our family and the people around us, but don't you know that love is taking the initiative to build somebody else up? Love is the initiative to meet somebody's needs. Oh, my God. We're going to stay on this one alone tonight. Love is the initiative to give to others without anything expected in return. John 3:16 is the most important and the most relevant part of love, is because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, not jump, not shout, not sing, whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. That now you can start to manifest some stuff in our lives through love. I need some love. I need some love from you, pastor, prophet, teacher, evangelist, bishop, in the fivefold reign, because if we don't get love in order, we can't talk about joy, peace. We can't talk about patience. We can't talk about kindness. I know Minister Terry is writing these down, and we're going to give them all. You can't talk about anything other than the characteristics of God. Are you ready for this? Because then it's going to take some goodness. Then it's going to take some faithfulness. Then it's going to take some gentleness, some self-control, some forgiving, some humility, some fairness, some courage, some friendship, some honesty, some truthfulness, some dependability, I made up a word, going to get me, responsibility, some contentment, some generosity, some purity, some wholeness, some confidence, some encouragement, some availability, some attentiveness, some wisdom, oh my God, some diligence, some enthusiasm, some compassion, some thoughtfulness, some efficientness, some discretion, some optimism, some obedience, some reverence, some agreeability, some appreciation, some avoiding, some good example, some childlikeness, some commitment, some communication, some conviction, some to be able to cooperate. Let's call it cooperativeness. To be creative, to be diligent, to be dependable, to be have duration, to be difference. So many of the characteristics of Jesus that he showed us here on earth, are we really willing, to take up our cross and follow? Because it's going to require you to take a bunch, all of this stuff that we're talking about, but the number one thing is love. Love doesn't hate. Prophet, if you can, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Yeah, I wish I could. I'm driving right now, you know, following your lead. So I can't do it
okay.
The 13 right
thank
now.
Thank you. See, communication is so good.
Yes,
I need somebody out there with a Bible to dial one, get in the queue on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're talking about love tonight. Now, since you're following my lead, I'm going to let you lead as I follow, because you know we're talking about what? Jesus. And number one is what? Love. What can you say about love, prophet?
Man, I tell you the truth. You know, I'm glad you're talking here, because I tell you this. A couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, prophet, pastor, apostle, teacher, evangelist, fivefold, we talked about love on a conference call, and we dealt with love for like 13 weeks. 13 weeks we talked nothing about love, because I didn't really understand, coming into the Christendom society, that, you know, I'm from the streets, how people in that say that they love God, whom they have not seen, can't get along, despise, gossip about people that they – I just didn't understand it. I really didn't – it messed me up. And I'm like, now, where's the love of God at? Where's the love of God at? And me personally, when you don't forgive people, you can't say that you love them. When you gossip towards people, about people, you can't say that you love them. Because gossip – does not interact with love. Unforgiveness does not interact with love. So when you talk about love, it's a vast number, or matter of fact, it's above numbers when you talk about love. And how I picture and view love is how God had looked way beyond the stuff that I was doing. When I was in the world,
come on now.
He didn't talk about me. He didn't gossip about me. But if he did gossip about me, it was in a good way to the Holy Spirit and Jesus, amen, and said to this man right here, once he get cleaned up, he going to be somebody for the kingdom. And he loved me beyond the stuff that I was doing and accepted me for who I was. Now, that's love. That's love right there. And when you can find somebody talking about love who can accept you for who you are but don't leave you where you at, that's love. That's love. So I mean,
that's real love.
I'm thankful to be a part. That's real love. Now, a lot of people say, well, man, I can forgive, but I can't forget. Well, then that ain't love. That ain't love. Or
that's
somebody might
love.
Say, well, that is. No, that ain't love.
Because, we're going to say fake news. We're talking about, no, fake love.
Yeah. When you love somebody, when you walk in straight up forgiveness, you don't remember what the person ever done to you. And you can still take them out to lunch if need be. You can still speak to them, have conversation with them. That's love. How do I know this? Because I was tested in the love that I said I had deep inside of me that God gave me.
You know what? My mentor, the illustrious, that's a new word too, pastor, he's fivefold, Alfred Hollingsworth. He told me when he first met me, because I was a mess. Liar, cheater, I tell you, I don't tell you about my real testimony, because then you think you're going to get away, because he did such a great thing in my life. But he told me something about love. He said, you know, love, true love, is not just loving somebody saying, all right, good, I love you, I forgive you. He said, true love is when you love somebody until they make it.
Oh, man,
even
that's
when
good.
They still lie
that's good
to
right
you.
There.
Even when they still treat
that's
you
good.
Bad. Even when they ain't doing what you want them to do, he said, true love is when you love them until they make it.
Yes. I like that. Wow.
Is that deep? Is that deep or what?
That's deep.
I mean, because
that's deep.
He loved me through, 80, I mean, so many mismeetings, so many, let's not even go there. So many things that I did not keep my word to, and he still loved me. To now, he see me making it, and he still is there loving me the same way he loved me when I wasn't.
Wow.
That's true love. That's true love.
That's true love right there.
Minister Terry,
that's
you got the
love.
Word. I know. Now, Minister Terry, I said somebody got a Bible. She came right on. Look, she's immediate on that. That is our go-to. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Would you read that chapter for us, please?
Yes. Good evening, family. God bless you all, mighty man of God.
Good evening. God bless you,
sis. Thank you. The greatest gift, 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, that I have not love, I am nothing.
Jesus.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things.
All
it believes
things.
All things.
All
it
things.
Hopes all things. And
all
it endures
things.
All things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish. For we know in part that we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood
Grow
as
up.
A child. I thought as a child. And I became a man. I put away, man and woman, I put away my childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I am known. This is 13. This is 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is
Jesus.
Love.
The what?
Jesus.
Read that one again. Read that scripture again. Read
yes.
that again. Faith,
13.
Hope,
and
oh, come on.
Now, and now, abide.
When?
Faith, now, right now. Faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Love. I'm telling you.
Go ahead and
love.
Share. Go ahead and share. Go ahead and share.
Yeah.
I know you can't. I know you can't get off here without sharing this right now.
I can't get off, you know, because love. I'm telling you, love. Love covers everything. When you love, he commanded to love each other as we love ourselves, as we love him. Love. I mean, love will take away all the backbiting, the gossiping, the hating, the envy, all of that. Love, you know. Love is a four-letter word, so much power, because I thank Jesus. I thank him for loving me when I was doing things and didn't love myself. He still loved me. But you know
yeah.
what? This love, this is serious. Glory be to God. His love, agape love, unchanging love, unconditional love, no strings attached. I'm not doing this because of this.
Jesus.
I'm doing it. I
Thank
love
you.
You. When a people, you know, when you tell somebody you love them, some people think, take it wrong. I love you. I love you through the love of Jesus. I love you. And despite, you overlook anything, because love, it says, love covers the multitude of things.
Multitude.
We got,
yes.
We can't help but praise him. I can't help but praise him, because who I know the love of Christ has kept me. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all, family. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Pastor Dwayne.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, she just hit that thing about love, because Christ first loved us before we can love ourselves. That's the gospel. If you love me, give me the word. If you can't give me the word, you don't love me. If you can't tell me the word, you don't love me. If you can't direct me to the word, you don't love me, because God came with love. For God so loved. For God so loved. He manifests himself into the word, and the word became flesh. So if you love me, give me the word. Don't give me your thoughts. Give me the word. Give me the word that I may be set free. That's what we need, because the word is love. Without the word, there's no love. I need that word. That word going to keep me going. That word is going to give me... He's going to teach me something, that somebody loves me. Because Christ loves me so much, he don't look at my fault. All people will. Like Prophet Warren said, you know, a lot of people say they love you, but soon you turn your back, they stab you. God don't do that. God loves you over and over and over and over and over, and he can't stop loving you. He said, can nothing separate you from the love of God? Can't nothing separate you from the love of God? And that's what type of love we need. We need that type of love. We need that godly love, to where it's not going to point fingers at you. It's not going to talk about you. It's not going to do this. It's not going to do that. But he's going to keep bracing you. He's going to keep bracing you until you get it right. And Pastor, you said something. You said something to where it
yes,
caught
sir.
Me. Because, you know, I'm here. I'm hearing everything you said. I didn't know Christ. But it was somebody that kept, somebody was showing me the word. And as I was growing and as I was doing, they kept showing me the word. He said, the word is going to judge you, not me. The word going to convict you, not me. The word going to get you strong, not me. The word going to get you to a point where you could quit saying, I keep falling. The word going to keep you to where you're not going to fall. You're going to keep getting up. You're going to get up. You're going to get up. You're going to get up. Because he's been able to keep me from falling. How did he able to keep me from falling? Because he keeps showing me the word love. Hmm. I love you so much that I don't want you to go back doing what you're doing. I'll pull you out of that mess so you don't go back. I'm showing you how much I love you. I love you so much I went down to the gutter and pulled you out. I went down and got dirty that you may be clean. That's the kind of love I'm talking about.
Woo, I like that. He made himself dirty so we could be clean. Oh, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Oh, that one there. Love. You know, the first thing, what was the first, I'm going to ask this as a general question. What was the first thing you ever learned about God?
Love.
I'm talking about way back in Sunday school. Yeah, I used to have Sunday school back in the day. Yeah, it was mandatory, 9 o'clock, Sunday school. What was the first thing?
Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible told me so.
Hey, look, but the first thing that I knew about God is that God is love.
Love.
That was the first thing they taught me in vacation Bible school, in Sunday school. And, yeah, I'm a PK kid, so you know my daddy was on me. But it was the most significant thing that they taught their children, that God was love.
Yeah.
And I think it was very important that because how could a God hurt you or let something happen to you when he loves you? See, a lot of people think that all the tragedies, how could a God let something like that happen? God don't let stuff like that happen. That's you being in the wrong situation, the wrong time, the wrong place. And the enemy out here trying to steal, kill, and destroy that is taking lives, that is causing the murders, that is calling the gangbanging because of mindsets. That has nothing to do with God. God is love. That's what we need to preach more about, God being love.
My God.
Y'all must be waiting for me to ask another question. Because who hangs right next to God? At his right hand.
Grace.
Jesus.
Grace. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Who's at his right hand?
Grace. Yes, sir.
Jesus. Not the
Jesus.
Dead, not the buried, not the sacrifice. The new Jesus. The one that is what they say, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. He's the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. John even said he's the Word. He was there with God. He was God, and he was with God. Nothing that was made was made without him. Jesus. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yes.
See, when you can get that excitement, that's the next characteristic. Watch this. That's the next characteristic that the Lord showed me was joy. See, when you know what real love is, that you can really appreciate each other, that you can really lift up each other, that you can really build up and you can help meet needs, it ain't nothing wrong with me helping you meet your needs. As a businessman, now listen, you know, when people are like, man, I'm going to be honest, I can't get no help because everybody think I got it. I don't. I'm sorry I was taught to carry myself a certain way. I apologize that I keep a standard of excellence. I don't regret me following through and keeping my word. I'm not mad about that. But people don't want to help somebody that's willing to help themselves. We got to change that. We need to help each other. We're going to do a Now Network
crusade. That's where the love comes into effect.
Come on now, love
Pastor
what?
E.
Taking
you know,
the initiative.
That's where love comes into effect. You know, love does not sit back and watch your brother or your sister fall. Especially when you know
in.
You got the answer.
Man, come on.
Love does not compromise the word of God.
It doesn't. Because love is the word of God. Jesus. Woo, we preaching tonight. Tag team preaching here
Amen.
On the Now Network.
Love brings you to a greater understanding of who you are. Not what you was, but who you are.
How about this one? Who you've always been. God created you in his likeness. God created you to be his son. Jesus. See, that's where we go to the next level, because now we can receive joy. And a lot of people think that other things should come first. But see, joy is what allows us to enjoy his creation. When we enjoy his creation, that means we have joy in others. And we don't have to worry about up or down. We have joy. That's that authentic happiness that comes from God, that we can be joyful together. Let me check this scripture out here for us. Proverbs. My God, come on back. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. Prophet, you said something about electronics the other day. I really just have my word in front of me. But I got
know,
so
right?
much stuff going on right now. I'm flipping around. So let me get here to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. It says, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but a sorrow heart, the spirit is broken. Don't you know that how you think, not how you feel, not this is not emotional conversation. This is a thoughtful conversation about Jesus. But don't you know if you feel crazy, you're going to be crazy? But if you feel the joy of God, you will have no other reason but to be joyful. And a lot of us let our minds set on things because we really don't know love. It goes back to number one. We can't get off of love. Love has to be drilled. Love has to be repetitious to become easy, to make it pleasurable, and to do it often, and now develop a habit. Love is what we all need to work on more to get this thing together. We say you need to stop drinking, you need to stop cussing, you need to stop doing it, you need to do it. No, you need to learn the real what real love is, that we can really do some things. Come on in, y'all. Y'all getting quiet on me.
No, we right here with you.
We here.
I just said my...
We got quiet.
Yeah, we here.
Joy. What's joy? What's joy in your life, my brother?
You know, the joy, the, you know, I like that script, you know, the joy, well, the song, I love the song, you know, the joy I have, the world didn't give it, nor can the world take it away from me, because it never gave it to me. You know, joy, the world has given me sorrow and pain and some of the things I've gone through, but God has given me joy, that knowing that the pain I went through is no longer mine, but he took it from me. He said, I'm going to take everything that you've gone through just to give you some joy to know and satisfaction to know that I'm here with you. I'm here for you. You know, I was thinking about John 3:16. You know, for God so loved the world, he gave. You know, when you got so much love inside of you and then the joy, man, you don't want to see your brothers and sisters the way that you used to be. You want to uplift them. You want to encourage them. You want to tell them about the joy that I got. Man, I tell you the truth. Every time I wake up, I feel just energized, just knowing that God has breathed his breath, the Ruach, inside of me, that I can live past what I've gone through. I got joy today. And guess what? I don't have just joy just one day, because the Bible talks about he gives it to you something new every day. He
every
renews
day.
You every day. And so I'm saying
joy comes when?
For just the simple fact of knowing that I got joy now. And then I'll have joy tomorrow now. And so on and so forth. Look here, joy outweighs misery. Joy outweighs struggle. Joy outweighs strife. Oh, my goodness. Joy.
Oh, Jesus.
Because
joy
I think
life.
Of the goodness of Jesus.
Come on.
And all that he's done for me. Oh, my goodness. That right there is what I'm thinking of what he's done for me. That's all I need right there, just a thought of what he done.
Oh, Jesus.
My God. Mike, that's what joy is. I know you probably hear some music in the background. I had to stop in Walmart. But joy is life. Joy is peace. Joy is understanding. Joy is togetherness. Joy is, and it's not emptiness. Joy is just, it's overwhelmed of everything. It takes away sickness. It takes away poverty. It takes away attitude. Joy is the love that God gives you. That's love. Because if you got joy in you, you got love in you. You don't have no room for no hate. You don't have no room for no envy. You don't have no room for no despite. You don't have no room for anger. You don't have no room for defeat. You don't have no room for none of that. You have the joy. You have the joy of love. We're talking about this Jesus. Jesus is love. He said, for God so loved the world. He thought about me when I even couldn't even thought about myself. But our sister already said that. When we didn't love ourselves, we didn't have joy. We had this thing in our body that we wanted to commit suicide. We wanted to kill ourselves. But yet something just took a part of us. Something just came within us and gave us an understanding. Joy. Joy is peace. Joy is joy. You can talk on joy every day, because without love, there's no joy. Without joy, there's no hope. Without love, there's no understanding. So who is the understanding? He said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. Without him, that's no complete. So we have complete. Why? Because we got joy. Joy brings love back. That's what we have to have. That's why we tell folks. No, we don't tell them, oh, you this and that. No. By showing them love, they're going to put down that cigarette. By showing them love, they're going to get joy inside of them. By showing them love, they're going to come out of that fornicating situation. Showing them love, they're going to put down that adultery. Showing them love, they're going to come to complete. Why? Because love and joy go together. You want to have joy. If you don't have joy, you don't have a life. So that's what I'm saying. Love. Well, y'all preaching. Y'all talking this thing because that's what the world needs. The world needs to see love right now. They need to see love, whether it's black, white, Chinese, Mexican, all race need to show love right now. And if we can show love, the world will be in a better place. That's what he did. He came to show love. He came to die.
Man, I'll tell you, yesterday we did a peace ride from L.A. to Pasadena. And do you know that every religion was there? And we all agreed that we need to do better. See, love will separate any kind of animosity. Love will make you say, brother, you can believe whatever you believe. I love you so much. Just don't try to inflict me on what you believe, but let's work together to help people that don't believe in nothing. And if I know the word of God, it says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. All I got to do is keep talking Jesus. He going to draw them to himself. I don't have to worry about if I'm next, because I was next to a Muslim brother, Minister Tony, a good friend of mine, is a Muslim. A brother Mustafa is a Jew. And every religion was there yesterday, but we all looked at each other and said, you know what, that's the biggest problem, is that we don't know love. And I had to share this, is because if I'm mad at you, that means I don't love nobody. I have to love my enemy. I have to love my adversary. I have to love everybody to be Christ-like. Jesus loved us all, the world. I know some people say that the world was only the Jews. That's a lie, and the truth ain't in that. They say he only loves his people. No, he said the world was that explicit. For God so loved the world. That was the whole continent. That was the whole universe. That was the whole everything. God is the creator of all. And if you don't believe that, you don't love him.
It ain't that you don't love him. You don't know him.
You don't know him.
And to know him is to love him. Now watch this. And to know him is to love him. Oh, come on. Come on.
Well,
come on. You know.
Come on.
And I'm telling you, man, this is what we're lacking in the church.
Yes,
and I'm pretty sure all of us on this panel can attest to this, because when I was out there, I didn't get the love from the church. I'm going to say that one more time. I didn't get the love from the church.
I didn't either.
I got the love from an individual who seen some greatness in me that wanted to show some love to the point, Pastor E. Now watch this, Pastor Dwayne, where I wanted to stop doing what I was doing because this man was generating so much love towards me and didn't judge me by what I was doing in the world.
See, that's love.
That's love.
When I was still smelling like weed. When I still had alcohol on my breath.
Come on.
Out till 5 in the morning. Barely making it to
work. I just left somebody
out. You still love me.
Come on. I just left somebody out that wasn't my wife.
Come on now. We get saved and sanctified. Now we don't want to wait on somebody to get right. I told you don't do that no more. That's the last thing people want to hear because that ain't got nothing to do with love.
Nope.
We got to go hard on this thing. I'm telling you, Let's Talk Jesus for the remainder of the season of 2019. Every Monday night, we're going to go through these characteristics one by one. And we're going to really see what we need to be and what we need to do and how we need to do it to be like Jesus.
That's
I don't know
it.
About you. I just want to be like Jesus, man.
And you know, he said that to know him is to know Jesus. Jesus was love. To know Jesus, he said, you know my people because they act like me.
They got love.
When he showed
they
up, he didn't judge nobody. He didn't point fingers at nobody. He told him, he said, well, if when they was going to stone him, he wrote down there and he said, where are your accusers at? If you can see your accusers, then I can understand that. But in Christ, there's no accusers. He says that if you know me, you know my people. Why? Because they do the
Man,
work that I do.
That part of the Bible is one of those. Do you guys ever get to a point where you're like, I wish I was there for that one? Because I would have loved to seen him writing their names in the sand. Edward, Dwayne. And he telling them, he said, let the first one without no sin throw the first stone. He was writing their name.
Come on now.
Y'all don't even go. I mean, there's sometimes in some instances when Jesus was there, and I know I have to go through the testimony and through the word to know it. But sometimes I just be like, man, I wish I was there on that one. My God, like at the well, like in some certain circumstances, especially on the water in the boat. Oh, I'd have jumped out there and started walking on water because I'm walking on water now. Prophetess Lisa, Let's Talk Jesus. Come on in. Welcome to the boardroom with Prophet Dwayne, Pastor Dwayne, Minister Terry, myself. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening. Bless my kingdom family on tonight. I'm telling you, the word is so awesome. But I would just like to say this one thing. If people say they really do, they love us. That means that you're going to help to quicken your blood. The word of God says, when we have been restored, we've been converted. He said, go and convert your sister and brother in a spirit of humility, meekness. Love is what love does. If you love me, you're not going to talk about me. If you love me, you're going to help me. If you love me, you're not going to let me see me drown. Come on, somebody. See, people can say they love us all day long, but love
all
is with
long.
Action. Come on. Now love is when I'm my back up against the wall, when I call you on the phone and say, hey, sister, brother, I need some help. Come on, somebody. And you know that you're able to do it, but you say, I'm with you, sister, I'm with you, brother. But when I have a need, are you able to fulfill that need? So don't tell me you love me if you're not showing it to me. Because love
right.
is action. Come on, somebody. Because if we love each other, we could have each other fight. If you say, I'm with you, I'm with you. Come on, somebody. Whenever we go through things, people be feel the pain, feel what this is going through. Come on, somebody. If you say that we are kingdom connected, that means it don't matter where you at, where I'm at, we are one. So love is what love does. Amen.
My God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Preach.
You know, Jesus had told Peter, said, if you love me, feed my sheep.
Feed my sheep.
Come on.
He said, Peter, does thou lovest me? Does thou lovest me, Peter? Yes, you know I love you, Lord. You know I love you. Peter, feed my sheep. Then he go on to ask him again, Peter, does thou lovest thou?
Oh,
yes, Jesus, you know
yes.
I love you. I do anything for you, Jesus. Peter, feed my sheep.
Feed them.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing to me that God has to ask us on numerous occasions to love his people. You know, God had asked me, did something to me, and I don't mind sharing this. I was really going through something with my wife. And, you know, for those who are married, you can attest to this. We have marital conferences that we have in our homes. Amen.
Weekly.
And so weekly conferences. Miss Woods, I need you to meet me in room 101. We need a conference. 101 need a conference. And so God has said something to me that was so profound that I share with every married couple I come in contact with. See, now, this is another thing about love. Love shares what God has given you to help somebody else along the way.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Somebody write that one down. Amen. I'm going prophetic now. Glory be to God. So the Lord said this to me concerning my wife. He said, Dwayne, from this point on, don't look at her the way you see her, but look at her how I see her.
Ooh.
It broke me. When you love somebody, you don't see them or base them on your vision. You base them on God's vision.
Man, come on now. You talking.
I'm done. I'm dropping the mic right now. I'm done.
Yeah, look. Bam. Drop the mic. I'm going prophetic. And that's what the prophetic is to release and to let go. You know, we've done great tonight. We have done an awesome job talking about Jesus. I see we getting a little thing, and I want you guys to be ready next week. I see everybody that's on board. I see others that are here that didn't dial one. We want you to get involved in this conversation every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast for Let's Talk Jesus. I want to thank our sponsor, Ease Tees for You. You think it, we print it. You can reach us at 562-413-3710, or you can go online to easetesforyounow.com. E-Z-T-E-E-Z, number 4, the letter U, N-O-W.com. I want to thank our sponsor, Tony Renama Law Firm, for everything they do to help us in our outreaches. And if you need any legal help, personal injury, car accidents, legal fees, criminal, anything, get in touch with Tony Renama Law Firm, TonyRenama.com, TonyRenama.com. Minister Charlene, good evening and welcome to the boardroom. Let's talk Jesus.
Let's talk Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody. I know y'all about to close
God bless
out,
you.
But I wanted to... Praise the Lord. Y'all had me laughing on here. My God. Y'all's breaking all down. Just thinking about the characteristics of God that was spoken tonight, about his love and about his joy. And just wanted to put out there, you know, if it wasn't for the love of God, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus. And the joy of God, thanking God for his deliverance and his forgiveness and his mercy and grace. That should put a smile on our face to thank God for his joy. Amen. Amen. And everything y'all said.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. I ain't never seen you go that quick. I had blessed myself trying to drink some water. I said, oh, no, she's going to go in. But amen. I want you guys to know. Don't ever underestimate the power of connection. I'm speaking this tonight because everyone that I have met online, never met you face to face in the season. Thank you, Jesus. In the season of 2020, I'm going to shake your hand personally. And not only me, the Lord is showing me he's going to allow all of the network to do a tour. And we're going to go everywhere that everyone is, wherever you sit at. Wisconsin, we coming to Wisconsin. Chicago, we coming. Atlanta, we coming. Florida, we coming. Texas, we coming. We got three spots in Texas. Corpus Christi, Houston, Galveston, Dallas, Arlington.
Wow.
We got five stops in Texas. Oh, West Texas just popped up. She said, what about us? And then we're going to go through Phoenix and come back to California and then release everybody to go back. Bus, I don't know what God is going to give us to travel in, but we're going to travel. We're going to have the finances for you to take off and to go on this trip and to do this thing without worrying about any of your finances, because God is going to provide the Now Network Caravan. Oh, I'm speaking into existence.
That sounds exciting. Lord,
speak those things that are not as if they are. We are going on a tour Now Network, and we're going to do all our broadcasts in different cities for a whole week and then move to another city for a whole week. Another city to a whole. Oh, are y'all ready for this? 2020
Jesus.
Is coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You started
Glory.
It. Look, she rented a car and drove to L.A.
Wow.
Came to the CPT. Compton, straight out, like by herself. Walked up in
wow.
there without no escorts, without nobody, nothing. Pastor E, I knew it was her. I said, my God, she just walked up in here. You know, I'm busy setting up. My phone is locked up. I ain't even watching them. She called me. She walked up in Compton by herself with the authority of the Holy Spirit and did
hey.
What God called her to do. She a ride or die, y'all. Y'all need her. Call her. She covered.
Boom.
Wow. Rented a vehicle and drove all over to California. Wow.
I'm built for this. We need to get you a truckload. We got to get you a truck, get you a big, nice paying load from Atlanta to L.A. Bringing Dwayne Woods out here to the Now Network, sitting here at in the studio, getting paid to do it.
Wow. Jesus. So be
y'all speak that in existence. Big load. You're going to get a phone call. I'm being prophetic right now. You're going to get a phone call. Would you drive a load from Atlanta to California? And you're going to say where? Long Beach. You better say yes. And they're going to offer you double than you've ever been offered before. And they're going to say, you know what? We're going to even pay if your wife want to go with you.
Jesus.
Oh, come on.
I'm being prophetic right now. Watch when that phone ring, you're going to be blowing me up. Pazzi, man, you a prophet. I'm fivefold, bruh.
Okay.
A big load. It's gonna be so it's gonna be so expensive and so protected, and they're gonna want you to drive it all the way to California.
Jesus, do it, Lord.
Glory.
And say, come on, honey, I need a co-driver. Come ride with me these 36 hours. My God,
yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. We received
that load too.
We received, I didn't drove it. We received that, Jesus. We received that in the mighty name of Jesus. Family, I love you guys. Thank you so much. Next week, next Monday, get ready. Whatever the Lord is speaking to you about the characteristics that I shared, I'm going to send everybody who wants a copy of the 60 characteristics of Jesus, please message me your email so I can send you the Word document that you will have it for yourself. See the scriptures as I'm calling them out. You can go to your Bible and be ready. Minister Terry, thank you so much for being ready for the word. I need you. God said that's your job. Now, you're going to be the word reader on every broadcast except on yours. I'll read for you.
Don't forget about tomorrow, Pastor.
Amen. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Man up.
Oh, no. I wasn't going to forget about that one.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
I'm going to let you do it.
That's just a brother. Just a brother.
Come on. I'm going to let you do this one. Come on, man. Tell them what's happening tomorrow night, man. Nobody knows.
Hey, man,
it was a secret. But one
night
only.
You don't
want to
miss
up.
This. You don't want to miss this. The Prophet's Corner.
No.
I know what I'm saying, Prophet. It's the Prophet's Closet, but we're going to have the Prophet's Corner on Man Up tomorrow.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it.
What we started.
Amen.
Yes, we're going to close out what we started. We're going to have Apostle Steve, Pastor E, myself. We're going to close it out, and the topic tomorrow is about deliverance. now getting delivered from what you are in. What's keeping you so long in that situation?
You need
to be delivered.
Delivered.
You need deliverance.
And we're also going to have Pastor Marcus Richard out of Houston, Texas, Hill City, Houston. He'll be on board with us tomorrow night, and we are talking about deliverance. Now, one thing about this is that God is showing each and every one of us that we need to be delivered of selfishness, and we need to work together. I need my brothers.
Amen.
I need you guys. This is just not a show. This is just not a broadcast or for ratings. I could care less. But this is a free venue for each and every one of us to use to unify, to become closer. Now, Women Speak Now, we still celebrating them, and we're going to celebrate them. We got four more days in this month. We are still celebrating them in the month of October because they are holding it down. The network will be dead without Women Speak Now. And they do what they have been called to do. I am so proud to have this this platform that they can say yes to and to go forward and to do what God has called them to do. But the rest of us got to go higher. 2020, we got some financial shows about to come. We're about to do some great and mighty things on Friday nights. We need your help. We need your participation. But we need you tomorrow night. Everybody, be there. Man up.
Man up.
One more night showing the Prophet's Corner. We going deep in deliverance. And there's so many things. I dare you right now to go deep on how much we can really talk about deliverance. It ain't just about being delivered by one thing. How many times and how many things that we got caught up that we needed deliverance about? Oh my God, Prophet Dwayne, you gonna start it?
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We're going to start it tomorrow.
That's right. We're going to close out with this. I want to challenge you guys as a network. We are, last year, if you guys know, I normally for Thanksgiving cook 10 families. Like last year, it was only 7. I did 7 because I cooked every part of the meal, the meat, the sides, delivered it, the whole works. This season, God says no. I want you to go to another level of 20 families. We want to feed 20 families on Thanksgiving with a full course meal. Turkey, dressing,
wow.
Mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato pie, the whole meal that we go deliver it hot to their table for people in need. 20 families. I need you guys to mark it down. I need somebody to adopt a family.
Amen.
Get on board with
Amen.
The network. Adopt a family. Get the turkey. Get the stuff. We'll cook it. We'll do all the hard work, but I need help this year I need 20 people out there to adopt a family. And no matter where you are, you can still help out of here, and we can help out where you are too. So if you heard what I said tonight, you live somewhere else, take this on and spread it. Adopt a family. Let's feed people this Thanksgiving that they eat like we do. Real talk. Pastor Dwayne, will you pray us out of here tonight?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God,
thank you
for what you have done on your neck, on your show, God, as you have opened up the door to your faith and your belief. Lord, we just trust and believe that everything that came out of our mouth was inspired word of the Holy Ghost. Lord, let somebody get a hold of this word. They ask what must they do to be saved. Lord, that you would direct them, God, to be saved, that you would direct them to have love and peace and joy in their heart. We give you all glory and honor. And God, put your hand of protection on everybody that was on this line, God. Let no devil in hell come against your word, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we trust you. We believe in you, God. So, God, now we give it back to you. You have full control. We have did what you desire for us to do. Now, God, watch over us. Continue blessing us in your way. Continue keeping us together as you want us to be. And, Lord, you make this vision come to pass. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name
glory.
We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all may not want nobody to know it, but I love Charlie Wilson, and I want y'all to know tonight that I'm blessed.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Oh, 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 I'm blessed.
With
waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yeah, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Trying to get you.